Now, Cassie Hartendorp is from Ngāti Rauka or Ngāti Tūwhare Tour and is the director of Action Station and is helping lead Together for the Vote, which is a nationwide community campaign aimed at boosting enrolment and participation ahead of the election. Cassie, thanks so much for joining us on the program again. Tēnā koe.
Well, ata mārie, Dame.
Hey, good to catch up with you again. Still boxing strong there, Cassie, with Action Station. I love what that's about, that kaupapa. You guys say that it's the biggest community-led get-out-and-vote effort in this country's history. What's driving the level of engagement, and why do communities see this election as being so important? Just bring us up to speed with what you're doing, please, Cassie.
Yeah, sure. So Together for the Vote is a movement for anyone wanting to lift voter enrollment and turn out this election. And the reason why we thought this was really important was two reasons. First of all, we know that this is going to be a historical election. Our country is at a crossroads about where we go next in terms of who we elect. And down one path, we know that it's really bad for Māori and for Te Tiriti or Waitangi. So on one hand, we know this is historical and this is big and high stakes. And on the other hand, we know that voting laws have been changed, which makes it harder for people to vote. So we decided that we wanted to go all in. We've never seen so much energy for any election in our 12 years. And so really, this is just about channeling the existing energy among communities to be able to make the most of it ahead of the election.
Well, we know that digital connectivity is just part of our modern reality. And it would be fair to say that our political machine is not utilising it in ways that our younger people would deem appropriate, still with billboards and community halls, really. But we know that there's a lot of traffic, I guess, from politicians vying for people's votes. But I'm pleased that Action Station are getting into the mix with Together for the Vote, because you can spread kaupapa, kōrero, information digitally at such pace. Now, the Electoral Act changes mean many people can no longer enrol on election day. How concerned are you that many Kiwis still don't know about the new rules? Who's most at risk of missing out on their chance to vote, Cassie?
Yeah, we are concerned about this. We you know, over the past 10, 20 years, as a country, we've been moving more in the direction of making voting easier. And so the government's change of laws last year actually fly in the face of the progress we're moving towards. And it means that lots of people are now used to voting on the day, voting and enrolling at the same time. And lots of people won't know that's the case. And the people who that's most likely to affect are people who are Māori, Pacific, people who are young, and people who are in precarious housing. They're also more likely to vote for the left bloc as well. So you start to see a bit of a pattern here where the government has said it's about speeding up the process of counting votes. The Electoral Commission has said that actually won't make a difference at all. There's going to be no difference whatsoever. But what it will do is make a difference for potentially the hundreds of thousands of people who have come to expect that they can enrol and vote on the same day. So that's why we think it's really important to talk about it and prepare for that.
I get a bit frustrated that the role of getting people on board to vote is with the Electoral Commission. Yet we see so many politicians who are or candidates out there informing people about the voting process, informing them about the changes. And I guess that same overlay could be used to describe the work of Action Station. Now, you're getting people out to vote, sharing information across your networks, but I'm assuming not being paid by the Electoral Commission for that work. Is that right?
Oh, that's correct. We won't accept any government funding, direct or indirect, because it's important to us that we remain as independent as possible. And you know, we have talked to the Electoral Commission. We know the roles. We're very close in terms of learning what are the right things and wrong things to do so that we're giving good information to other people. But you're right. It's I do think the Electoral Commission know that this is a really big year. They are seeing huge amounts of engagement. Lots of questions, lots of people wanting to get involved. So I think they're taking their job fairly seriously, but it's not enough. And what we know is that we need communities to really take up the role of encouraging people to enroll and vote, because the reality is that most of us aren't going to listen to an orange man or, you know, an enrolment commission. We're going to listen to each other and the people that we really trust.
That's a very good point. Now, I notice a lot of the commentary is a little disparaging towards our rangatahi, saying that they're the only ones who aren't enrolled. Well, we know that that is not the case, that there's 180,000 people. And bearing in mind the historical treatment of Māori, you could almost understand why people are a bit ambivalent towards governments, democratic systems imposed upon our people, and the poor history of government treatment for tangata whenua across the last 200 years. These are perhaps reasons why people might turn their backs, even though for some it's front and centre, the biggest gig in town, the election, but for others, perhaps not so. Do you detect a sort of embedded mistrust of government among some that you're making contact with, Cassie?
Yeah, there definitely is distrust of government. You know, there are people out there who think, what difference is my vote going to make? But more than anything, we're actually seeing people really, really passionate and energised to vote and get other people voting as well. So, you know, we just launched our enrolment festival this week. For the next 2 weeks, we have Taikia, our People's Enrolment Festival, and that has over just around 50 events happening around the community. We've got really interesting random stuff. We've got some folks in Ōtautahi singing for change and enrolling people, musicians organising gigs. Toi Tuti Tiriti is doing running events around the country called Move the Motu. And we even have an enrolment event happening in Nam in Melbourne. And so I guess what we see is the hunger and the drive of people who know that their vote is going to make a difference and they want to do something about it.
Cassie, I've been very mindful of the work that Action Station has been doing these last 12 years. You know, it's a fantastic vehicle for immediate connectivity. How long have you been there now, and what would you say about kaupapa like Action Station being a connection point for issues and able to sort of contact people in ways that were previously never available?
Yeah, I've been at Action Station for around 8 years now, and I love it. I think the thing about Action Station is that we're able to be independent and nonpartisan. So we aren't a political party. We aren't biased towards one political party. We certainly don't support this government, but you know, we actually are able to take a step back and hold any party accountable. And yeah, we have about 600,000 people who are connected in with us. And we get to share good stories about what is happening. We get to bring people together so that they don't feel so alone. And I think particularly nowadays, you know, as everybody is, you know, at home scrolling on their phone or feeling a bit disconnected, it's really important to have ways to be reminded that you're not alone and there's other people who care about the same things that you do and want to see a better Aotearoa.
Yeah, tēnā koe. How do you pay the bills then? Tell us about how you see the net and digital connectivity impacting politics, not just in 26, but going forward here in New Zealand, Cassie.
Oh, I think that, you know, I probably wouldn't say that I'm the most tech-savvy person in the world, but what's really clear is that the world of the digital is the way of the future. Obviously, we do heaps of events and things offline because we know that actually face-to-face is where it's at. But we also know that it's just a reality. We are more connected than ever, digitally. And unfortunately, we're in a time where, you know, we have a handful of billionaires who are controlling, owning and running our digital platforms. And so there's even more of a reason for us to be working together, fighting together, because the terrain of tech isn't a neutral one. It's not controlled by communities. It's not guided by communities. It's not about us thriving and our well-being. Someone else is using it to make their money and make their wealth and their power. So we have to be careful about the terrain, but also we have to use it when we need to be able to create social change.
That's a really interesting corridor that you just raised there, that the domain of tech is not a neutral one. Sadly, people have recognised this, media outlets likewise, we create our opinions of ourselves from what we hear, see, read, etc., about ourselves, and the negative stereotyping of Māori across time has really it's made life tough for not just our parents and our grandparents, but for so many of our people over the years. These independent efforts, digital efforts, give us some manamotahake to talk as we would prefer, and so therefore, you know, is a vital addition to how we communicate with each other. Thanks for the mahi that you're doing. The co-op is called Together for the Vote. Action Station is a touchstone for you if you'd like to know more. So Cassie Hartendorp with us, and always wonderful to have a cordial with you. Action Station, the place to go to find out more, I guess, Cassie?
Yeah, so if you'd like to know more about Together for the Vote, it's togetherforthevote.nz. But if you Google it, I'm pretty sure all the fancy tech things will get you where you need to go.
Really cool to have a cordial with you again. Thanks, Cassie. All the best with the mahi.
Ngā mahi.
Tēnā koe, ngā mahi. You're 603 Urban Māori Radio. The vote, Together for the Vote.nz is where you can find out more information.